So in this older postmenopausal woman, what was your best guess in terms of how that baseline risk would be affected by chemotherapy and hormonal therapy?
I really felt strongly that I wouldn't want to rely on endocrine therapy alone in a case like this because of the rather modest estrogen receptor expression and low intensity expression and the fact that it's HER2 amplified. So, you know, I would think that though endocrine therapy may be useful in this case, its utility will be markedly attenuated by the HER2, you know, crosstalk with the estrogen receptor.
So assuming, let's talk about the pre-adjuvant Herceptin data days, that she would be willing to consider, you know, chemotherapy and hormonal therapy, maybe even a taxane-based program, how much do you think that baseline risk would come down?
Well, I mean, with chemotherapy, of course, it would be reduced, you know, significantly. And in the pre-Herceptin era, this patient certainly would have been considered a candidate for chemotherapy followed by endocrine therapy. And, you know, again, it's hard to tell based on historical data sets since they don't incorporate HER2 very often in assessment of risk reduction, for example, in the overview analysis. But typically, you know, you can expect that endocrine therapy for ER-positive disease all comers is going to reduce the hazard of relapse by, you know, something like a third, and chemotherapy can give you an additional 20% on top of that, something like this.
So what was your best estimate the risk of relapse would have been affected if this woman was willing to go full bore with chemotherapy, trastuzumab, and endocrine therapy?
Well, I mean, I think that the hazard ratios for all of the adjuvant Herceptin trials that have been reported, all of which have used chemotherapy, you know, in combination with Herceptin or chemotherapy followed by Herceptin, all of them are coming in around a half, you know, just remarkable consistency across all of the studies. So I would estimate, and remember that hazard ratio of 0.5 is above and beyond chemotherapy. So clearly
And hormone therapy,
correct. And in subset analysis, the hazard ratio in favor of Herceptin is similar for ER-positive and ER-negative disease. And in the European HERA trial, it was similar for lymph node-negative disease. So really, Herceptin is going to be the workhorse in a case like this in the modern era, and chemotherapy and endocrine therapy will have much less robust effects compared to the Herceptin.